seated. Have you ever gotten someone the wrong gift for Christmas? A woman was overheard talking to her grandson just after Christmas several years ago. In a very apologetic way, she said, "I'm sorry you don't like my Christmas gift, but I asked you if you wanted a small check or a large check." His head was hung in disappointment. And her grandson replied, "Yes, yes, I know. But I didn't think you were talking about shirts." What kind of Christmas gifts did you get for people on your list this year? According to Amazon, the world's largest retailer, water infusion bottles are very popular gifts this year, as are the ultra-bright tack flashlights. Compression socks for fatigue are also in. And those bedside touch lamps with Bluetooth controls are selling quite well. Of course, there might be the inner struggle of getting something what they want as opposed to what they might really need. Or the struggle of getting someone what they want as opposed to what you can really afford. Gift giving can be difficult. As we age, there are fewer and fewer things that we really need, and frankly, there are fewer things that we want that can be purchased from a store. That's one of the pitfalls of Christmas gift giving, isn't it? We try to make others happy through the things that we purchase, and the things we purchase many times are really unable to make us happy. If just things could make us happy, then all those people who are very wealthy would be very happy, and we know they are not. Happiness, satisfaction, contentment, inner peace, all these things come from within, and these cannot be purchased at a store. And you know what I just remembered? We have a special visitor who's coming. I got so excited about certain things that I forgot that, you know, I have invited someone, a bishop friend of mine from very far away, to come. Usually, we do get a bishop to show up here once a year. This year we had Bishop Gabby Smith. But today, we've got a bishop who's not from our diocese. He's from very far away, and this is the busiest day of the year for him.
Ho, ho, ho!
Come see us. But, and I know you've got to go, but before you leave, would you mind leading us in a prayer?
I will be glad. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for sending Jesus as a baby, so when he grew up, he would deliver us from the power of sin and death through faith in his name. Help us to love you and serve you through Jesus our Savior. In his name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Ho, 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 everybody. Merry Christmas.
Well, happiness, satisfaction, contentment, inner peace, all of these do come from within. It can't be purchased at a store. And as St. Nick just told us, it's God who began this business of gift giving during Christmas. What kind of gift did God give to his people? If we were to ask in the first century the Jews what they wanted and what they felt they needed, they would have been quick to answer that what they wanted was freedom from the Romans. They needed a Messiah to come, raise an army, and drive out their oppressors. And they expected this Messiah to usher in an age of peace and prosperity. And as in any third world country, there was much sickness and ill health, and they wanted their God to heal them. They aren't much different than we are they? When we run into problems in our lives, and that's when we often turn to God for help. We turn to God in times of health crisis. We turn to God in times of economic crisis. We turn to God in times of personal and national despair. And there's nothing wrong with turning to God during those times. He expects us to do so. It's right and proper. You may have heard of a man in Wales who tried for 42 years to win the affection of a certain woman. He started wooing this woman in 1943. And finally, in 1985, the 43rd year of his courtship, she said yes. By then, they were both 74 years old. Every week, for more than 40 years, this rather shy man slipped a weekly love letter under his neighbor's door. After writing 2,184 letters without ever getting a response, this persistent and now older man finally summoned enough courage to present himself in person. He knocked on the door of his reluctant lady love and asked for her hand in marriage. To his surprise and delight, she accepted. There's something about a personal visit, isn't there? More than 2,000 years ago, God made a personal visit to us here on this planet. He came in response to our needs and wants. St. Augustine once said, "Our hearts are restless until they find their rest in you, O God." And he was right. When God made humanity, he made us to be in relationship with him. He made us with a God-sized hole in our beings that only he can fill. We have problems and needs that only God can fix. And that's why Jesus came to earth. Sometimes I hear people say that Jesus wasn't much of a Messiah. After all, he didn't lead the Jews to victory against the Romans. Jesus himself submitted to death on a Roman cross. He didn't lead Israel into a golden age of prosperity and peace either. Although he healed many, there were many who were still sick when he ascended back into heaven. There was still hunger, war, and poverty. So what did God give us through Jesus? How has humanity been helped? God, through Jesus, has helped us in many ways, but there are three main problems from which Jesus freed us that I would like us to consider. The first problem we as humans have is our sin and guilt. People do bad things, and they rightfully feel bad about what they've done, and they need a Savior who will save them from their guilt and sins. We can tell people we forgive them if they've sinned against us. We can offer them understanding for why they may have messed up. But sometimes people do things about which they don't just feel guilty about, they feel ashamed. And when we feel ashamed about things, it goes a little deeper than just guilt, doesn't it? Shame stains our very being. And you and I cannot help others with shame. Only God can. People need to know a God who will forgive them, even those things about which they're ashamed. And a God will love them and accept them. People need a Savior who died to pay for their shameful sins. And that is why God made a personal visit to earth more than 2,000 years ago. He did it to save people from their sin and guilt. The second problem people have is loneliness. Henry David Thoreau once famously wrote, "The mass of men lead lives of quiet desperation." People really need to know God. People need to have a relationship with God. We can have relationships with those around us, but nobody can fill that void that every human feels within. No one other than God can fill the space of loneliness that every human feels, particularly in times of distress. We cannot fill it. People need to have a relationship with God so that they feel and know his presence even in those darkest of times. They need to be able to turn to him and know him when nobody else can be there. Jesus came to earth, and through knowing him, we can know God and what he's like. God, through Jesus, became a human and now is able to relate to us in every way, in our every situation. And that's another reason why God made a personal visit to earth more than 2,000 years ago. He did it so that we don't have to be lonely. And the third problem people have is death. Scripture tells us that God made us with eternity in our hearts. We can talk bravely about death and that death is just part of the natural course of things, but it's only talk. Nobody looks forward to death. People want to live. Death is abhorrent to us. People really need to find a way to find life. We all know that nobody gets out of here alive. We all know that all of us are going to die, but then what happens? We know what happens to our bodies, but what happens to our souls, our spirits? People need to know the way to eternal life. People need to know who it is that is able to give eternal life. People need to know what Jesus taught us on how to have this life. And that's why God made a personal visit to the earth more than 2,000 years ago. He came to bring us life. He came to bring us eternal life. It's true that Jesus did not fulfill all the expectations of the Jews of the first century. But that first Christmas long ago, God gave a gift to his people, not so much what they were hoping for, but what they really needed. And the need is the same today still, isn't it? Giving Christmas gifts can be chancy sometimes. Sometimes the gift we give to others is really appreciated, and sometimes, like The shirt with the large checks on it, not so much. But to be saved from our guilt and sin, our loneliness and death, God's gifts go beyond mere things. And these gifts from God can bring us real joy, peace, and contentment. So let us turn to Him as we remember His personal visit to us more than 2,000 years ago. Amen.